Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. If you're fascinated by mythological creatures, love to swim, and know the entire score to The Little Mermaid, your time has officially come. Mermaiding is an honest-to-goodness hobby and even career, and it's poised to explode at a mermaid school or birthday party near you. All you need is a tail, and more on that in a minute. While it may seem like this is popping up out of nowhere, mermaids and mermen have actually been at it for years now. We spoke via email with Sheila Kaiser, lead mermaid instructor at Aqua Mermaid in Austin, Texas. She said, "Mermaiding has been around for 20-plus years, and I think will only continue to grow in popularity. We teach ages 7 to 80, and they have all different reasons for wanting to come and experience being a mermaid or a merman." Yes, the typical mermaid school has classes for both adults and children, and hosts special events like bachelorette parties. We also spoke via email with Kayla Marama, a mermaid instructor and professional belly dancer in the Northern Virginia area. She said, "I personally have loved mermaids since I was young, and I've also loved the water. For children, when they have the chance to meet a real mermaid and learn from one, they often are very excited to do so. Adults that are interested in mermaiding tend to do so for a few different reasons, to live out a childhood fantasy or to do something different and interesting. But," she notes, "it's a lot harder than it sounds." Indeed, mermaiding is definitely best done by confident swimmers. Marama explains, "We know that swimming in any capacity can be a tough workout, so one must be a strong swimmer before putting on a tail, as a tail adds a new level of difficulty. Tails may weigh between 15 and 35 pounds, that's about 7 to 16 kilos. Many mermaid schools require participants to be able to pass basic swim tests, being able to swim at least 25 meters, that's around 80 feet, tread water for a minute, and float on your front and your back. In a class, you'll learn the basics of how to swim with a tail, plus things like the mermaid high five and how to do handstands, which soon translate into synchronized mermaid swimming skills. Some classes also teach kids about caring for the oceans." And indeed, mermaid swimming is a killer way to get or stay in shape. We also spoke via email with co-head mermaid Rachel Roddick with Aqua Mermaid Chicago. She said, "It offers a total body workout from toning your glutes, quads, and abs, combined with great cardio exercises working on breath control underwater. It's a low-impact sport that benefits from the buoyant effect of the water that takes pressure off joints, alleviating pain and discomfort. At your first class, you usually just need to wear a swimsuit. The school will normally supply the monofin and the tail skin. The monofin is a piece of equipment with foot pockets that allows you to propel forward in the water, while the tail skin is a complete tail that's pulled on over the monofin. If you plan to stick with this, you may want to buy your own. Models run from about $100 for something basic all the way to $500 or even $3,000 for realistic, professional-grade mermaid tails." But wait, you say you can be a professional mermaid? You bet. Although some people take the classes just for fun and exercise, there's a growing contingent of professional mermaids around the world. Aqua Mermaid estimates that there are about 1,000 professional mermaids currently working in the United States. There's presently no standard certification program that all mer people must pass, but there are a number of mermaid conferences held around the world every year. So how does one pursue a mer career? Many pros become mermaid swim instructors, mermaid entertainers at birthday parties, events, and the like, mermaid influencers on social media, and even custom mermaid tail makers. There are also mermaid modeling opportunities to be had, for photo shoots or on film. A friend of mine was a mermaid extra in a recent episode of Hawaii Five-0. Much like any career, there's some investment required on the front end to become a professional merperson. First, a potential pro must be a strong swimmer and have a background teaching swimming or synchronized swimming if they plan to be an instructor. And other classes can help, like early childhood education courses if you plan on working with kids, and business courses. Mermaiding is a business, after all. Today's episode was written by Alia Hoyt and produced by Tyler Klang. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio's How Stuff Works. For more on this and lots of other splashy topics, visit our home planet, howstuffworks.com. And for more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.